Hello, this is Joe.
Hey there, Joe. This is Joe here as well from Robust Design. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Where are you from?
Robust Design? Well, I'm just calling in because we had a long time ago, we had a talk with you regarding a website design you told me to, website markup that you required. So I just wanted to have a little follow-up if that service has been done or are you looking for someone or no?
We're always looking for design partners, but I'll be honest, where we've always had problems is designers don't understand the concept of designing a investor relations website.
What kind of is that? Can you let me know a bit so I can understand better and if you can work it out with it?
Yeah, like I say, an investor relations website.
Investor relations website.
Yeah,
right.
So like for publicly traded companies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you already have a website or are you looking to get a website so I can go ahead and have a better scope of work that is required or anything like that?
No, we offer the tools to build the investor relations websites. What we do is we look for partners to build those websites using our tools. We get a lot of clients coming to us looking for a website.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the tools to build it.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to partner with developers to build those sites out.
Well, I can go ahead and help you out. How many websites are we looking at that needs to be created, if I ask?
Oh, well, it's just ongoing.
It's ongoing?
We constantly get new clients. Every month,
okay,
we get new clients.
So what if I can go ahead and help you out and create those markups and develop those websites for you guys?
Well, that's always been the challenge, is finding somebody that knows how to do it.
Well, I can go ahead and help you out and create the business and the website that you guys are looking for. Go ahead and create.
What do you guys typically charge?
Well, it depends on the website, of course, because how the website is being created and what is the scope of the website. If it's a portal website, then we go ahead and charge something else. If it's just a one-pager website or anything like that, just a portfolio of the website or anything like that, we go ahead and charge that different kind of prices for that. But it depends on the website. Like if a website is about like 15 pages, then we go by like different kind of prices for $1,000 or $1,200 or anything like that.
Would we be interacting directly with the developers and designer?
Of course. Well, you can be. Of course. Why not? I will be the one who will be taking care of the project with you and them as well. All right. But you can directly get in contact with the developers as well, and the designers. So you can go ahead and let them know like what kind of design your client is expecting, so we can create the exact one.
I have to give it some thought. Because we're really trying to refine this process.
I have a better idea if you guys are looking to, you know, expand the business, of course, because as you're saying that you get monthly, you get a lot of clients that need a website. So just to go ahead and make sure that everything is all on point and is on, you know, for the right track, we can go ahead and refine the process by doing ours, if that's okay, if I can share you with my experience.
What do you mean? If you
like
can
how,
share me with your experience.
Like, I mean, like how my company is doing to go ahead and create the websites, because we do the website creation as well. All right. And that is what I think is much more productive. And the clients do get their websites done and developed and delivered before time is well. The time frame that we provide them, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks of time, we even go ahead and deliver it within like 2 weeks of time, within 3 weeks of time, that no one go above that. All right. So if you're ready to hear it out, of course we can go ahead and work it out. What do you think?
As you said, you're having a lot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, the concern is, it sounds like the same issue that we're still having. If you don't know what an investor website is, then that's the challenge we've had with other developers and designers, is they don't know what it is that they're trying to create. So I'm afraid it'd be going down the same direction that we've already gone down and just frustrated
It won't be. Trust me. It won't be, because I do have a whole team of developers and the designers. Like if you share an idea with them, then of course they will understand it first and then they will go ahead and create it. Unless, what is the point of creating something that you don't even understand?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give some thought. Do you have any information to send over?
Of course. course. Well, I can go ahead and send you information about the website that we have, all right, and our business website as well, so you can check up on that. And
yeah, exactly. That's what I'd like to see. Do you have a portfolio on your website?
Of course it is. Yes, there is.
Perfect. Yeah, if you can send me that information, what I'll do is I'll share it with my team, and you know, we can see if this is something that we want to pursue.
Sure, of course. Well, what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and hand it over to one of my experienced developers as well, so he can give you a call as well, and we can go by that. So it's more important that we stay on the one page.
Sounds good.
All right, and what was your name again? I'm sorry. Joe Dunlow, right?
Joe. Yes.
Got it, Joe. All right. Well, you take care, and thank you so much for your time, and I'll just go ahead and have one of my senior developers give you a call so you can understand what it is about, and then we can go by that, okay?
Sounds good.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your call. Have a good day.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.